Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Work by Emma Dancy. Colossians 3:23-24 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." As we continue to be faithful and diligent in the careers and positions God has provided, it is good to be reminded that we do not work for men, but for the Lord. Colossians reminds us that whatever we do, whether that be a mailman, a hairstylist, a physician, or a teacher, we do this job for the glory of God. We work at it with all of our hearts. When we know that our work is a calling and a mission field for Christ, we are much more likely to be grateful and positive, even in the mundane and difficulties within the work. Challenges arise for everyone, but when we have the light of Christ, He gives us the opportunities to reveal His love in existence. Whether you are so thankful for your line of work, you are just starting out, you are praying for a job, or you are barely surviving a difficult environment, God can use you where you are. This is not a waste. This is a calling for this season in your life. He can stretch our faith, increase our joy, and use us as His witnesses to those around us of the gospel. Let's pray. Our Lord, thank you that you are our provider. Thank you that even though work can be tiring or difficult, that you created us to work and designed us to be purposeful with our time. We pray over our days ahead that we may glorify you and celebrate your goodness each day. Help us to choose gratitude to unlock joy in the mundane. It is only by your strength that we can accomplish this. We praise you for the jobs that us or our loved ones are praying for that have not yet come. Thank you for the no's that lead to yeses. We ask that you would answer these requests for employment and provide for these people in amazing ways. For those in damaging or unhealthy work environments, Lord, help them to stand strong and live out their faith in the fire. We pray that you would provide a way out into a better work atmosphere. In the meantime, though, help them to walk by the Spirit and trust in you. God, you say in Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. We pray that all of the tasks and goals that we set are in line with your will. We ask that you would help us in whatever we are doing. Please establish our plans. Guide us in decision making. Give us discernment and wisdom. Lead us to people who are wise counselors of you. Help us to make beneficial choices for our families and our lives. Guide us in work and rest balance. Help work to never be an idol in our lives. Help us to remember that you are our provider, and help us not to worship money. Lord, you tell us in 1 Corinthians 16:14, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Help us to stand firm. Help us to be anchored in you. Strengthen us to be firmly founded on the rock. Allow us to let nothing move us. Help us to give ourselves fully to the work that you call us to do. Remind us that our labor is not in vain when it is done for you. Thank you that our work can be of eternal value and that we can celebrate your movement in our everyday. Father, we praise you for your great kindness to us. Thank you for enabling us and providing for us. Help us to see our everyday with spiritual eyes to remember that you are the purpose for what we do. Remind us to represent you well in all things and to offer this area of our lives to you as a witness of your love. Amen.
And oftentimes, you know, you're chasing happiness, but you don't know that God is the best way to achieve the happiness you're looking for. And so I was trying to end my suffering by sinning, but I only ended up sinning my way into more suffering.
That was Grammy winner Lecrae unpacking his testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.